I'm Carol Hills with The World. This is the week when the Paris Climate Summit is supposed to yield a concrete result. A new global climate deal to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which would help rein in global warming. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says it's an opportunity to make peace with our planet. The ultimate goal is to cap global warming to just 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Delegates from over 190 nations at the summit are optimistic they can strike a deal by the end of the week. But there's also skepticism that whatever is agreed in Paris can actually meet that 2-degree goal. The World's environment editor Peter Thompson is at the Paris summit this week. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Carol.
Now, before we get to what's being discussed there, this summit is happening in the aftermath of the Paris terrorist attacks last month. How tight is security and what does it feel like?
Well, you know, if I hadn't known that those attacks happened, I might not have guessed that there was anything amiss in the city. It still feels like a city that is very alive, that is as I've seen it several times before in my life. People are just going about their business, hanging out in cafes, buying stuff. It's just, it feels like a normal city. There are certainly soldiers in a number of very obvious places, certainly train stations, subways here at the conference center north of Paris, a few other random spots around the city. That is a little bit weird. It's not overbearing as I was expecting it to be. The mood seems to be that people are recovering. They're getting on with their lives.
Now, we're hearing that negotiations at the summit have shifted into high gear this week. What exactly would the deal that is being hammered out do?
They're trying to do a lot. The main objective is to try to keep the world on a trajectory where the rise in post-industrial temperatures, as you said, would stay under 2 degrees Celsius. That's about 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. There's a lot of talk here actually also of trying to keep that lower, to take it down to 1.5 degrees, because there's been a lot of scientific concern that that is just still too much.
You know, I wanted to ask you that. What are we at now?
We are just about 1 degree. So there's not a lot of room to move, and emissions are still rising. They are really zooming compared to even, you know, 10, 20, 30 years ago. So that is a very difficult target to meet. The 1.5 would be even more difficult to meet, but there are serious discussions here about trying to work that target into the document somehow.
Is it clear what has been agreed to yet?
Well, really, nothing is clear yet. I mean, we have a 40-plus page document, most of the important details of which are in what we call brackets, which are to be agreed upon. And that's where all the hard stuff lies. And that's still, you know, day by day, hour by hour, and really, you know, till the very end, most of those brackets will remain in place.
What are the tension points? Is it between industrialized countries and non-industrialized? Where does the tension really exist at this point?
Well, it's shifted a bunch since Copenhagen 6 years ago, when it was really sort of the developed world, the rich world versus the poor world. And the poor world included places like China and India, as well as much, much less developed countries. It's really shifted, and China has really come around more to aligning itself with the U.S. in terms of being willing to set hard targets and make real commitments to cut their greenhouse gases. But there's still a tremendous amount of tension between the West and the rest of the world, between the developed and the developing world, particularly over that target, the 2 degrees versus 1.5, over financing. Who is going to pay to help the developing world deal with the effects of climate change, to try to mitigate it, to try to adapt to it? And this question of accountability and transparency. Who's going to declare that they do what? How do we know that they do what they say they're going to do? Those are still the big sticking points.
The World's environment editor, Peter Thompson, at the Climate Summit near Paris. Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Carol.